go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Is there a Miss J Boog here?
Yes.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. So here's the deal. Here's some paperwork to fill out. And while you do that, while you wait, I'll have a couple of assistants to bring you some water and some snacks. And just sit tight. Dr. Ronaldo will be here shortly. He's with other clients right now, but we're on track for your session. Are you cool with that?
What session am I having?
Well, so you see, let me look through your file. Yeah. So it says here you had it was a referral from a close friend by the name of Brittany. Would you happen to know a Brittany?
Yes.
Yeah. So she referred you to an R&B practitioner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, we get these, referrals all the time. And Dr. Ronaldo has worked, with the best of them. He's even had celebrities such as, I'm pretty sure you heard of a 12 Cal.
Mm-hmm.
A Dolemite. One of his most challenging cases that he had was, an artist by the name of King Germ. It was just, multiple sessions that he had to go through, but he seems to have figured it out. I think the referral is great. Like I said, we get a lot of people that come here. And there's even been a lot of celebrities that, undisclosed information. We can't share too much high profile, But I think this is just what they will call a pre-screening to see if or what should be prescribed or what you should look forward to in the future.
Okay.
So again, you can just fill out these sheets right here, have a seat, and Dr. Ronaldo will be here shortly, okay?
Okay.
Do she got insurance? Hello?
Hello?
Do we have a Miss J Book? Did I say it right?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Dr. Ronaldo. I am a licensed R&B practitioner. It seems like you have a referral from one of my current clients, Brittany. Great, great customer. She is phenomenal. She's come a long way. Real quick, do you have any questions?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I was told there'll be some snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Where would those be?
Yeah, we'll get right to that. The charcuterie boards, okay. We got all that coming this way. Definitely got to check the insurance, but I think that's covered as well.
Got it.
But I guess we could to let you know a little bit about the pre-screening. So I'm worldwide. I've treated and have studied mostly the Western philosophy when it comes to R&B. I've dealt with the 90s era dementias, playlist deficiencies, vibe transfers, playlist implants. The most recent one was the 70s ballad trauma therapy. That's real big in the Black community. Lead singer disorder and neo-oral soul syndrome. So,
I'm sorry, say that again. Neo what?
Neo-oral soul syndrome.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I specialize in. I've been around for, I don't know, roughly 25. I forgot count, you know? Just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question to you would be, do you think you have any issues when it comes to today's R&B? Anything that you could point out that... Like anything that you could point out that today's R&B is missing, that could be affecting you.
The soul is missing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So
there's no begging, there's no pleading, there's no getting down on bended knee. There's no asking for forgiveness. It's real soulless. Soulless out here in these streets.
So how long do you think this has been going on?
At least a good 10 years.
Woo. Okay.
Probably longer than that.
So how have you managed within those 10 years? Where do you get your where do you get your nutrients from if the field is so bad?
Well, it's probably not the best thing to do, but I live in the past. I revisit old acquaintances and memories of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of stuck in a probably decades of 90s, early 2000s, throw in some 80s, but yeah,
okay.
That's how I cope.
All right. Okay. Now, I guess within that 10-year time frame, have you had any issues with constructing or building a proper playlist?
As long as I stay within my realm of what I like to listen to, not too much. Mm-hmm. There are a few artists that have managed to, you know, make it through the smog of.
Okay. Would you happen to know
what R&B is today? So I stick with those artists.
Would you happen to know those names by any chance? One or two names?
You know, her is always a good go-to.
Okay. Yeah, that's popular.
Jasmine Sullivan is a good one. Alex Isley is a good one.
Hey.
I can always go to Brandy.
Oh, look at that. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I think the most important question to start off with that could pretty much help me shape the situation a little bit more for me is, do you remember the feeling that you got when you first heard not necessarily your first, or it could be your first, but when you heard a song that you knew instantly you was going to play again and again and again? Do you have one of those songs that as soon as it came on, you probably got the first verse and it's like, oh no, I'm hooked from here. From the production to the vocals to the overall structure of the song. You know what that one was?
Did you say my first, or am I? Is it anyone? I missed the first part of the question.
Well, I mean, if like, cause you, I mean, your first R&B song might be different from that first R&B song that like hit, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear like a Prince song and be like, oh no, I like this song. This is it. Mm-hmm. But then you'll hear a Michael Jackson song and then it's like, oh, I know I'm playing this as soon as this goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what is that song? What is that song that you heard when you first heard it? You was like, nah, I'm replaying this off the bat. You put it in the shuffle, and the shuffle is one song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this is my first one because I have to think back to those songs, but I would definitely say Put That On Everything by Brandy.
Mm.
Was a repeater.
Repeater
Fender.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm Yours also. Probably before that, I'm Yours by also by Brandy. But yeah.
That's interesting. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By any chance, can you please give me a quick second? I have a patient that I'm setting up another session for. And they just keep calling me. So I'm going to put you on a quick little hold, and then I'll mm-hmm. get right back to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we ran her insurance anyway. She hasn't paid in 3 months. Shit. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. So we're back. Sorry about that. So I've got a bit of information with you. Now, I did see, I'm looking at the form that you filled out. It says, have you ever been in a R&B altercation, whether it was online, on a podcast, you know, and you marked yes. Could you explain that situation or what happened? What took place?
If I can recall, I myself am a podcaster, and I had two guests on my show, one by the name of Baylor the Great and one by the name of Doug.
Okay.
Northside Doug, to be exact. Northside. And I recall us having a conversation about something, but whatever it was, it struck a chord with Baylor. To where he challenged myself, Northside Doug, Kyle from 12 Kyle Podcast, Ivan, I believe, from Views from the 7. And I want to say a couple of other people. For whatever reason, he decided that he had an arsenal of music so tough that he could challenge all of us, mm-hmm. and everybody was getting sprayed. Mm. So that was the birth of that. And that went on for about a year.
A little aggressive on the lines. Okay. All right. So, all right. Well, it sounds like you had no intentions on being involved in this event. And I know sometimes you can get caught or be in the wrong place, you know, at the wrong time, and you just end up in some, you know, into a situation. So it didn't seem like you were the aggressor at all in that situation.
I was not the aggressor, but it worked out well for me.
Oh, okay.
In the end, yeah.
Okay, that's too hard. All right. Okay. So I don't think it's, you know, seeing that is looking like, you know, I don't see how you wouldn't be able to continue these sessions. I mean, for one, your insurance covers it. And two, it seems like everything that has been written down and that you have filled out, it looks like you qualify for extended sessions if you're willing to take them. I mean, I'm going to prescribe you a sample package to take home, and you can pick it up from the pharmacy downstairs. So if that's okay with you, then we can move forward.
Okay.
So we can set you up for another session. I'll have my front desk clerk set up another day and time where we can do this again. Again, just like I told my other, referrals that came in, hey, it's one day at a time, you know, and it's an understanding that we're all trying to understand together, and we're going to work on this, you know. But in the meantime, like I said, because of the questions that you asked, how you asked them, and the backstory I just got, we know how to shape the medication that you need to take. So that's pretty much how we do. We do the pre-screening, and then from there we choose what you can go home with. All right, so the first one would be, this one is only 8 mL. Oh, and the time is up. The time is up. Right on time, like I told you. We're going to do 8 mg of Terrence Martin, Alex Isley, Across the Street. Okay, that's one time a day. Okay, all right. And then we also have 30 mg of the Childish Gambino Steps Beach. That's also once a day. I also prefer you take these at night. You know, it might make you a little woozy, you know, so just want you to be, you know, near a sofa, bed, or something like that. And then the last one, you take this twice a day for at least a week. It's 10 mg each. And that's Lucky Day Lemonade.
Okay.
You got that?
I got it.
Okay, well, I appreciate you for actually going through with it. I'm pretty sure you're going to call your friend Britt, tell her all about it. Britt, that is one of my favorites. You know, she is like on her 50th session. God bless her soul. God bless her heart. I mean, when I tell you, that woman will dig in them crates for that R&B. So much. And then, and then we do, like I said, we have celebrities that they're a celebrity in these streets. But when it comes to this R&B, it's like we all got to start at a certain spot. We all are kids, you know, from toddlers to young men to teenagers, young, you know, like it's steps to this. And 12 Cal, he's getting there. He's getting better. He's getting better at this, you know. So I would love for you to come back. I really I really would like to talk to you in the next session about the playlist deficiencies. Okay, I think we should zero in on that one and go from there. And you have my number. You can call me anytime. I just don't pick up every time.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah.
Is there some kind of what is the end goal with these sessions? What do we hope to accomplish by the end of these sessions?
Well, at the end, well, I never like to say the end. You know, I think I believe in true R&B. I think R&B is still at the front of the table when it comes to shaping how the world should be, how it should be. But you can tell by in today's world how much we're missing true R&B. And I think one by one, one person by one person, we could adjust, we can fix, we can add on, we can take away from that playlist. But that playlist is just not any playlist. That's the playlist that you go to no matter what. A date is on there. The bedroom action is on there. When you got a crush and that's what you're thinking about, you can't stop thinking about, that song reminds you of them, is there. The breakup one is there. You know, the kinky one, it's on there. So it's just a mixture of R&B emotions that's locked into one playlist. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there that don't realize it's not balanced. It's not balanced. We got to start talking about mixing and blending. You know, the soul R&B, the alternative R&B, the Afro beats. Hey, let's all be on the same playlist.
So our goal is to maybe compile the ultimate playlist that's tailored to me. Is that what my session is for?
Yes, but not only is it catered to you, it's catered to you, but knowing that it's going to save people.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're trying to save y'all one playlist at a time.
That's true.
Diamonds and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I appreciate you, and I look forward to hearing from you. Remember, you can get the sample package downstairs in the pharmacy, and I hope to see you next time.
Do you validate parking?
Let me check on that. Hold on. Hey, Penrose. Is Penrose, is he asleep again? You know what? Don't, it's on us. It's on us.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely on us.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. No problem.